Prema Bhakti, the definition shloka of Prem. Samyan Mashrinita Svanto Mamatvati Shayan Kita Bhavasa Eva Sandratma Buddhai Premani Gadhyate. When Bhava Bhakti or Rati deepens and matures, the sadhak's heart becomes completely soft and melted with an overwhelming sense of mamata, or possessiveness towards Sri Krishna. Thereafter, the devotee experiences the supreme exaltation of condensed transcendental bliss. Learned authorities describe this condition as prem. What is prem?
Sarvata dhvansarahitam yadyapi dhvansakarane yad bhava bandhanam yuno saprema parikirtitah.
When the affectionate bond between a young man and a young woman can never be destroyed, even when there is every cause for its destruction, but instead of breaking, it becomes unlimitedly newer and more relishable. Such an attachment is called prem, pure transcendental love. Definition of bhakti endowed with mamata.
Ananya mamata Vishnu, mamata prema sangata, bhaktir ityuchyate bhishma, prahlado dhava naradai.
When one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness, mamata, in relation to Sri Krishna, or in other words, when one thinks Krishna and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called prema bhakti by exalted persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narada. The difference between lust and love, kam and prem.
Atmindriya priti vancha tare balikam krishnendriya priti icha dhare premanam.
The desire to gratify one's own senses is kam, lust, but the desire to please the senses of Sri Krishna is prem, pure love of God. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is elaborating. Those jivas who do not serve me by correctly using their free will have to accept calm and enjoying mood, which is the perverted form of the jiva's pure love for me, prem. The love between Krishna and the gopis is pure prem, not lust.
Gopi ganera premer rudha bhavana vishudha nirmala prema kabhuna hekam.
The love of the gopis is called rudha bhav. It is pure and spotless prem. It is not at any time kam or lust. Lust and love are as different as iron and gold.
Kama prema dohakara vibhina lakshan lohayara hema jayche swarupe vilakshan.
Lust and prem are completely different, just as iron and gold have different natures. Lust is like dense darkness, but love is like the bright sun.
Atayeva kama preme bahutayantar kamayandhatama prema nirmala bhaskar.
Therefore, lust and prema are quite different. Lust is like dense darkness, but prema is like the bright sun. Srimad Bhagavatam states that the Braja Gopi's devotion is topmost.
नायं श्रियोंग उनितांतरते प्रसाद स्वर्योषितां नलिनगन्धरुचां कुतोन्या रासोत्सवेस्य भुजदन्दगृहीतखण्ढा लब्धाशिषां य उदगाद् व्रजसुन्दरीनां.
In the Rasa festival, Sri Krishna embraced the Vrajasundaris around their necks with his vine-like arms, thus fulfilling their heart's desires. Even Lakshmi, who eternally resides on his chest, does not attain this mercy. It is also not attained by the most beautiful girls of the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and fragrance resemble the lotus flower. What to speak of other mortal beautiful women? Only the eyes of devotion, smeared with love, can see Shyama Sundar.
Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang Shyama Sundaram achintya gunasvarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
The saintly personalities whose eyes of bhakti are smeared with the kajal of prem always behold Sri Krishna within their hearts as Shyama Sundar, the embodiment of inconceivable qualities. I render service to that Adi Purusha, Govinda. The gopis directly see with their own eyes the very rare and ever-fresh loveliness of Sri Krishna's form.
Gopyastapakimacharan yadamushyarupam lavanyasaramasamordvamananyasiddham drigbhi pibantyanusavabhinavam durapam Ekanta dhama yashasa shriya aishvarasya.
The Mathura Ramanis prayed, Aho, what kind of austerities did the gopis perform to be able to constantly drink the unequaled and unsurpassed sweetness of his bodily beauty, which is newer and newer at every moment? The gopis directly see with their own eyes the very rare and ever fresh loveliness of Sri Krishna's form, which is the essence of all luster, and is the unrivaled, exclusive reservoir of independently perfect fame, beauty, and opulence.
Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti Yadohane Vahanane Matano Palepa Prenkin kanar barudito kshanamarjanado Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyo shrukantyo Dhanya vrajastriya uru kramachittayana.
The Mathura Ramani said, The gopis of Raj are the most fortunate of women, because their minds are fully attached to Krishna. They keep him always seated on the chariots of their hearts, and with their throats choked up by tears, they constantly sing about him while milking the cows, threshing grain, churning butter, smearing their courtyards with watery cow dung, riding on swings, taking care of crying babies, sprinkling the ground with water, cleaning their houses, gathering cow dung for fuel, and so forth. The gopis see him as he walks down the road, his smiling face lovingly glancing upon them.
Pratar vrajad vrajata avishatascha sayam Gobhi samam kvanayato syanisham yavenum Nirgam yatunamabala
पति भूरि पुण्या पश्यन्ति सस्मितमुखं सदयावलोकम्।
When the gopis hear Krishna playing his flute as he leaves Braja in the morning with his cows, or returns with them at sunset, the young girls quickly come out of their houses to see him. They must have performed many pious activities to be able to see him as he walks on the road, his smiling face mercifully glancing upon them. Srimati Radhika attributes her own prem to the Pulindi girls.
Purna Pulindya Urugaya Padabja Raga Shri Kunkumena Dayita Stana Manditena Taddarshanas Mararujas Trinarushitena Limpantya Ananakuche Shujahustadadhim.
Srimati Radhika said, O Sakhi, these Pulindis, the young women who live in the forest, are fully satisfied because they possess anurag, extraordinary attachment for Sri Shyamasundar within their hearts. When they see our dear most beloved Sri Krishna, the anguish of divine lust arises within them, and their hearts are struck with the disease of love. One of his beloveds had adorned her breast with reddish kumkum, which came off on Krishna's lotus feet. When Shyama roams through Vrindavan, the grass gets covered with this kumkum. The supremely fortunate Pulindi girls see it and are immediately overwhelmed by the burning torment of Smara, Cupid. They take this kumkum and smear it on their faces and breasts. In this way, they alleviate the anguish of their kama.